الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك اللهم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the seventh day of the month of Ramadan 1447 after the Hijra, which is the 24th. Is that correct? 24th day of the month of February 2026. Yesterday we started our tafsir session for this year here in this masjid with introductory aspect of it. And today properly we are starting or continuing from where we stopped last year. Last year we treated, I think, from the first part of Surah Al-Qasas, chapter number 28, we stopped at ayah 44. We are tapping or progressing with ayah 45. But because of the sequential convenience, we are taking again from verse number 44, then we make progress. So let's take the recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما كنت بجانب الغربي إذ قضينا إلى موسى الأمر وما كنت بجانب ولكننا أنشأنا قرونا فتطاول عليهم العمر وما كنت ثاويا في أهل مدين تتلو عليهم آياتنا ولكننا كنا وما كنت بجانب الطور إذ نادينا ولكن رحمة من ربك لتنذر قوما ما أتاهم من نذير
These three verses, starting from verse number 44 down to verse 46, Allah says, وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِيِّ إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرَ وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Here Allah addresses His Prophet. وما كنت بجانب الغربي. You are not at the West Bank. That's how we call it today. West Bank. إذ قضينا إلى موسى الأمر. When we decreed our command to Musa. You are not there, رسول الله. Meaning, all these things given to you, this narrative, يا رسول الله, you are not there. This is one of the beauties of the Quran. The Quran tells you what took place in the absence of the Prophet, yet today you get the information through revelation. How did we come to know about Prophet Musa? Were we there? How did we come about Jesus? And many more instances. But because it is the revelation from Allah, the Almighty, to tell you The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truly is Allah's messenger. He received revelation. He received communication from the Almighty. So this confirms and reconfirms to all of us that indeed he is and remains Allah's messenger. Not only that, the base of the messenger. Reason one of these verses. وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِي إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرِ. You are not there, but you have the information. We, his followers, know the story. We didn't go to any university to get this one. It is, if you like, it's the heavenly university, so to speak. How do you get the message? So وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِي إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرِ وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّهِدِينَ. You are not among those who are present. Not من الشاهدين. ما حضرت المكان. ومع ذلك أنت يعني علام بهذه الأمور. This is to tell you إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. علمه شديد القوى. It is the revelation sent down unto him. One established mighty in power. He revealed it unto him. Okay. Since we are not there, what happened? Allah says, وَلَكِنَّا أَنْشَأَنَا قُرُونًا فَتَطَاوَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأُمُرُ. وَلَكِنَّا But أَنْشَأَنَا قُرُونًا, we initiated, we brought up قُرُونًا, centuries, generations of people. فَتَطَاوَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأُمُرُ, and the lives became elongated, extended for them. They were given long lives, lengthy years. They enjoyed their life. They forgot the teachings. وَمَا كُنْتَ سَوِيًا فِي أَهْلِ مَدْيَةٍ. You are not dwelling. Because سَوِيًا, if you say زَيْدُ سَوِيًا, إِجَدِ. That is, he dwells. He is inhabitant. He is living as a سَوِيًا. So you are not there, Ya Rasulullah. وَمَا كُنْتَ سَوِيًا. Okay, you are not there because you didn't live in the, those communities as a resident, as inhabitant, as a dweller there. You are not there. تَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَتِنَا, where you are reading to them our verses. وَلَكِنَّا كُنَّا مُرْسِلِينَ, but we are sending. We sent the messengers. And وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah هو المرسل ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هو المرسل. Get the difference. مرسل, the sender. مرسل, the sent. So we are the senders. That is why, because you are one of the messengers, so we sent to you this message's information. وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الطُّورِ إِذْ نَادَيْنَا. You were not by the side of Mount Tur. You know? Tur Sinin. Mount Sinai. You are not there. It was at that very Mount Sinai Allah gave Moses the law. You are not there, Ya Rasulullah. Was he there? He wasn't. How did he know? Allah chose him to prove to you, yet he is Allah's messenger, the base of them. You are not there. Inna dayna, when we call, what did Allah say? Ya Musa, innani ana Allah. Moses, I am Allah. Prophet was not there. The Quran was not revealed then. Look at the long periods of time, how many years? Yet every detail is recorded here. To tell you, Quran is the book of Allah, the Almighty. We are proud of it. We have it. We memorize it. We know it. Is that clear? Have you gotten the message? MashaAllah. So Allah says, وَلَكِنْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكِ, but it is mercy from your Lord. It is the mercy that you receive, you get the revelation. Jibril came to you, it's a mercy. Allah taught you, it's a mercy. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعَلَمْ وَكَانَ أَفْضُلَ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. Allah made you to know what you knew not. Allah's boundaries on you is tremendous, is deep, is gigantic. Just to tell you, yes, he is Allah's messenger. وَلَكِنْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا, so as to warn a people. Look at it, he says قَوْمًا بِالنَّكِرَ, with an indefinite article. Not definite. قَوْمًا بِالنَّكِرَ لِأَنَّ قُرَيْشًا يعني أَقْوَامٌ قَوْمٌ مِنَ الْأَقْوَامِ, so as to preach to a people, such a people that مَا أَتَاهُمْ مِنْ نَذِيرٌ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, a warner didn't come to them before you. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, perchance they will receive reminder. Next ayah.
وَلَوْلَا أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُوا رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا فَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
وَلَوْلَا أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُوا رَبَّنَا. Why not, when a calamity came down upon them because of what they did, because they were قدمت أيدي, consequent upon their doings. فَيَقُولُوا, they should have said, why they didn't say رَبَّنَا أَوْ, or they will have said رَبَّنَا أَوْ, our Lord, لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا, why didn't you send a messenger to us? Then he sent it to you. He sent the messenger to you, so that you wouldn't say, oh God, you didn't send any messenger, that is, he has been sent on to you. To tell you, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا, we don't punish until after warning. Now, you tell your students, come to my class early. Come, you refuse to come. Tomorrow comes and the examination comes, he fails. Didn't I warn you? Didn't I warn? I warn you, just like this. All right. So that you would be saying, لولا أرسلت إلينا رسولا فنتبع آياتك, so that we would have followed and obeyed and adhered to your verses. ونكون من المؤمنين, we become amongst the believers. But the doing has been done. Messenger was sent, communicated to you, but you prove arrogant, you prove intransigent, you prove hydra-headed, stone-headed. Messenger has been sent on to you. The Englishman is saying, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. You have been warned. They have given you arm. Run away now. But you know that deliberately you refuse to obey. Those in English broken, they say, Naya Palaba, Nayu Sabi. Because you have been warned and you refuse to obey. Naam.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا قَالُوا لَوْلَا أُوتِيَ مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى أَوَلَمْ يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا
فلما جاءهم الحق من عندنا, when the truth came to them or reached them from us, look at it, فلما, when, at a time when the truth reached them from us. This us, this pronoun refers to Allah the Almighty. It is an honorific pronoun. من عندنا. قالوا بالسيف لولا أوتي مثل ما أوتي موسى. Why wasn't he given the same sign similar to what was given to Moses? That was proof. Hey, you see the prophet, but why were you not given a mu'jiza like the staff of Musa, like the serpent, another serpent, the snake? Why wasn't he given something similar to Musa? You see, Prophet Musa was given how many ayat? وَلَقَدْ آتِيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَةٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. 9 different signs. Why wasn't he given that thing? Allah the Almighty says, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلِ. Haven't they disbelieved what was given to Musa before time? People like you, the unbelievers, disbelieve. You are like them, because you are one and the same belief. They disbelieve, you too are going to disbelieve. So look at this logic. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلِ. Didn't they, haven't they disbelieved that which was given to Musa مِنْ قَبْلُ before? Of course. What did they say? قَالُوا سِحِرَانِ تَظَاهَرَا. They said they were just sorcery. You know sorcery? Sihr. Sihr. Or black magic. تَظَاهَرَا. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا مُوسَى مَسْحُورًا. Who said it? Who said it? Fir'aun. Fir'aun, they call him Pharaoh. The Pharaoh said it. So Moses was given mu'jiza, but they disbelieved. They said sihr tawahara. Two categories of sihr, sorcery, or black magic, tawahara, they backed up one another. وَقَالُوا إِنَّا بِكُلِّ كَافِرُونَ. They said, each of the signs given to Musa, we disbelieved. So now you are saying, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be given what was given to Moses. He disbelieved before the time. You two are going to disbelieve. So the Englishman says what? Birds of a feather completed. Flock together. Flock together. Or fly together. Birds of a feather flock together. إِنَّ الطُّيُورَ عَلَىٰ أَشْكَالِيَا حَتَوْا in Arabic. They disbelieve, you two disbelieve. Because you belong to the same categorization of disbelief, intransigence, hydra-headedness, and stone-headedness. You're going to behave like that. Okay? So, they said it. وَقَالُوا إِنَّا بِكُلِّمْ كَافِرُونَ. قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِكِتَابٍ.
قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِكِتَابٍ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَأَهْلَى مِنْهُمَا
إن فأتوا بكتاب من عند الله هو أهدى منهما أتبه but إن كنتم صادقين. Look at the Quran. We call it the Quranic challenge. تحدي. This is verse number 49 in chapter what? 28. Al-Qasas in chapter what? Okay. All tell them, you see, قُل is a style of command. قُل say. قُل say. قُل in Quran how many times? I give this assignment, some of you give an answer. How many times is قُل mentioned? قُل هو الله. قُل أعوذ. قُل أُوهِيَ. This قُل in Quran how many times? From Fatiha to Nad. How many? 333. That's beautiful. It's a good attempt. The ulama call this uslub talqeen. It's a method of teaching in faith. Give them answer. So قُلْ فَأَتُوا بِكِتَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Tell them, Ya Rasulallah. فَأَتُوا بِكِتَابٍ. Produce a book. مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, from Allah. هُوَ أَهْدَى مِنْهُمَا. Any book that is more in guidance than both of them, than Al-Quran and Torah. مِنْهُمْ. Two. If you deny me, you are asking me to bring a mu'jiza. Okay, I'm challenging you. Produce any book from Allah that is more straightforward in guidance, minhuma, than the Torah. Torah was given to Musa, at Torah. And Quran given to Prophet. Quran is the book of the books. He's the leader of the leaders. Is the guide of the guide, is the code of ethics, is the constitution of the believers. Okay? Is everything for those who believe. So produce any book more straightforward in guidance than both. You cannot. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. Okay? If you bring any book like this, I will follow it. But in contrast with the team, if you are truthful, they are not truthful. This is Quran. If you read it well, you understand well. If you practice its teachings well, you get results and ample growth well. If you ponder, if you cogitate about its beautiful teachings, you get the results appropriately. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِبُوا
لَكَ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِّنَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا
فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ. If they fail to respond to your challenge, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا. You have given them challenge. Produce any book better than both, than the duo, Torah and the Quran. Produce. I will follow. But I have brought you the Quran. Follow now. You deny it. Okay, bring your own. I will follow. But Allah said, okay, they will not, they cannot. Since they couldn't, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ. Okay, فَعَلَمْ, you should know. أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. They just obey their desires, their whims and caprices. They are after their desire, the design of their heart, their whims and caprices. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَهُ بغير هدى من الله. Who can be okay, more away, put it this way, from the right way, from such that obeys his desires. بغير هدى من, nobody can be far removed from the guidance than such that submits his desire. Yeah. Al-hawa. Allah says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْحَوَى فَيُضِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Don't subject yourself to the desire of the heart, lest it removes you from the way of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, certainly Allah, لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people, the transgressors. Because a ظالم is the one that commits excesses. People who commit excesses, transgressing the limit of Allah, are called abzalimin. Now, next ayah.
وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ.
Next ayah.
الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ هُمْ
وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. وَلَقَدْ certainly وَصَّلْنَا. We give them our teachings, okay, one after the other. وَصَّلْنَا. From وَصَّلَّ وَصَّلَّ. Because the first prophet, subsequently, so in sequential order, we produce to them message in sequence without broken chain of transmission. Okay? لَعَلَّهُمْ فَشَنْسِ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. They will receive reminder and warning. الَّذِينَ, did you read it? الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ هُمْ بِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Those to whom the book was given before the Quran, they believe in the Quran. Yeah. There were some people of the book, like the Jews in Medina, when they listen to the Quran, they believe, like Abdullah ibn Salam. Abdullah ibn Salam, his name originally was and is Ishmael ibn Salam. But when he heard the Quran, he said, this is the same truth, like Moses taught us. And the Torah told about the last prophet, and he is the one. Automatically he believed. But the Jews, because of envy, because of their envious mind, because of hasad, they refused the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ بِسْهِ. It refers to the Quran. It refers to the Prophet himself. Those to whom the book was given, when they had the Quran in their hands, they believed, knowing that it is from Allah. وَإِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. When it is rehearsed unto them, that is when the Quran was being read, is being rehearsed, is being was and is, they can only manage. Was in the past, is, it gives a sense of continuity. Okay? قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ. They say, we believe in it. Those to whom books were given to them, when they listen to the Quran, I'm a Nabi. We believe in it because it's the same message being given. I'm a Nabi. إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا. It is the truth from our Lord. إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ. Before its coming, before the coming of the Quran, we were Muslims already. To tell you, Muslims, we are not the only Muslims. All of the prophets were Muslims. Adam is a Muslim, alayhi salam. Noah is a Muslim. Nabi Yahya is a Muslim. John, like I mentioned yesterday. All of them. Jesus is a Muslim. Moses is a Muslim. What's the meaning of Muslim? Somebody who submit to Allah. That is why Islam, the name is not taken from somebody. But look at other religions. They take the name from people, like Christianity, from Christ. From Christ, if you go to the Bible, it's there. It was in Antioch. I'm reading from the book of Acts. New Testament. It was in Antioch the disciples were first called Christians. 40 years after Jesus Christ, meaning from Christ. Yehudia, they call it Judaism, from Judah. Brahmanism, from Brahma. Taoism, from Taoist. Buddhism, from Buddha. Siddhartha Gautama. but Islam. هو سماكم المسلمين. Okay. ورضيت لكم الإسلام. الله أكبر. Allah says, I have chosen for you Islam as a religion. It's not from somebody's name. And as all of them, we are Muslims. So we as Muslims believe in all of the Prophet. لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. Somebody said, okay, why are you Muslims? You don't want to give us your daughters to marry. But the Quran allows you to marry the daughters of the Jews and the Christians. You refuse us your Muslim daughters. Why? He was asking. And he was given an answer. He said, well, we believe in Moses, in Jesus, in Muhammad. Okay. Since we believe in Moses, we can marry your daughters. We believe in Jesus, we can marry. Why? Why wouldn't you believe in Muhammad? Believe in him. We give you our daughters. It's a good answer. Timely answer. And belief in Muhammad is there in the Torah, in the Old Testament, from the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy, God is 18:18. If I should go, I'll give you detail concerning it. So, to tell you, the message is crystal clear. Is that clear? إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ. Already we are Muslims before the revelation came concerning the Quran. This is ayah number 53. We are progressing with ayah
54.
أولئك such a people, such believers, يؤتون أجرهم, their rewards will be given unto them مرتين. Look at my finger, مرتين. How many times? Twice. Figure like you can say two times. مرتين. The first, they believe in the previous book. The first time. Now they believe in the Quran. You get the message? They will be given their reward twice. Why? بِمَا صَبَرُوا, for their tolerance, for their patience, for their steadfastness. To tell you, patience, wallahi, becomes a reason for getting reward. Now we are fasting. It's patience now. You want to eat in the morning? No way. Patience. It's patience. Somebody can tell you bad words and in his fight. Somebody abuses you. No, I cannot pay you back. No pit for tat. Patience. So Allah wants you to be patient. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who are patient get their reward amply fulfilled, complete. Allahu Akbar. اللهم اجعلنا من الصابرين. So their rewards are given twice, twofold, بِمَا صَبَرُوا, consequent upon their patience. وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ, and they put in place of what is bad, good. Simple. In place of what is bad, they bring what is good. You are abusing, you say, Salaamu Alaikum. Allahu Akbar. You refuse to give it, he gives you. بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. He says, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنَ وَمِمَا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. From what we provided them with, yunfiqun, they spend. Because razaqana, what Allah gives you. He gives you food, money, clothes, houses, whatever. Spend out of it. وَمَا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ نَعَمْ
وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ
وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وقالوا لنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم سلام عليكم لا نبتغي الجاهلين. آية 55. وإذا سمعوا اللغو, when they hear لغو, what is a لغو? Any idle talk. IDLE. That is a لغو. You see, in chapter number 25 of the Quran, verse number 72, Allah says, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. عباد الرحمن. When they hear people just talking idly, idle talk, just talk, they say no. Lying is a لغو, is idle talk. Backbiting is Allahu, idle talk. Are you with me? Character assassination is idle talk. Defamation is idle talk. Lambasting people unjustifiably is another example of what? Idle talk. Denigrating people is idle talk. And on and on and on. Breaking promises, idle talk. So Allah says, this set of people, when they hear idols of God, أَعْرَضُوا أَنُهُ, they keep their distance from it. They say, no. If you hear people backbiting, they say, no, I am with you. Don't take enjoyment in character assassinating people. You know, people today, they take pleasure in lying. Wallahi, in lying, in hypocritical utterances. He wants for God to give you promotion. He wants to be ahead of you. He lambasts you. Hey, this yeah boy in Brooklyn, yeah boy. Okay, that's gonna bring him down. And you listen to him. This man talking to you is munafiq. In many working places, go to civil service, what has happened? How can he be promoted? So this is my heart. Who are you? Hey, but who are you too? Who brings you there? So through laghu and lies, munafiqun, they know how to concoct lies because of hasad, because of envy, because of satanic control upon them. There are lots of munafiqun, ahlun namima today, through their dirty utterances, you will be down. Unless you repent before you die. May Allah keep us away from munafiqun and those who are envious of Allah's gift on anybody. You cannot achieve anything. You can just end up like this. Alright? So وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ, go back to the ayah. When they hear اللَّغْوَ, what did I explain Allah? What did I call it? Idle talk. Then chambanza gusuruma kunji kunji kwakya kwakya da kirma kirma lahu ahlul lahu. Okay? Aradu anhu, they keep their distance from it. Waqalu, they say, lana a'maluna walakum a'malukum salamun alaykum la nabtaghil jahilin. Allahu Akbar. They say, lana a'maluna, unto us is our deed. Walakum a'malukum, unto you shall be your deed. Salamun alaykum, peace be on you. La nabtaghil jahileen, we are not with the ignorant. Ignoramuses, we are not part of you. We don't obey you. We don't align with you. Our trajectory is not like your trajectory. Next ayah.
إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ
إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ right man. I'm talking to Allah Rama. مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ right man. The riwayah we read is man habab. Riwayat Hafs an As. Okay, man habab. Was an Nafi al Madani. Man habab bin Naqala. Yanqulu as-sukun ala al-alif. Man habab. Allah says, innaka la tahdi man habab. You cannot guide whom you love. You cannot. You're not the one to get the one you cherish. No. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah guides whom He desires, whom He loves. Oh Allah, we ask you, since you loved us with hidayah, Allah maintain our hidayah till we meet you, Ya رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. Allah knows base. Those who are truly guided. Naam.
وَقَالُوا إِنَّ اتَّبِعِ الْهُدَى مَعَكَ نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رِزْقًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَلَكِنَّ
أَكْثَرَهُمْ
لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
وَقَالُوا they say, that is they used to say, they used to say, or they say in the past tense, but we are talking about the spirit of continuity. So وَقَالُوا they say, those who act like them, you said they say, وَقَالُوا they say, إِنَّ تَبِعِ الْهُدَى مَأَكَ نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا. Look at their reason. They refuse to believe and align with the prophetic message for this lame excuse, lame. They say, إِنَّكَ بِإِلُّ حُدَى مَأَكَ. If we align with you, if we obey the guidance you brought together with you, we are afraid. نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا. We will be banished. Will be evicted, will be removed from our own land. Okay. This is the reason for your kufr. Ya Muhammad, if we obey you, we are going to be removed. People will say, you obey Muhammad, you leave your religion, leave your land. That is our own fear. Is it a good excuse? Wa abdullahi wasi'a. If you are a Muslim, people deny you, come on, leave it. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِئَةً فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا. So the reason is a lame excuse. You know lame, L-A-M-E. Lame excuse, wrong, incorrect, meandered. Alright? That is the excuse. إِنَّ تَبِئِ الْحُدَى مَعَكَ نُتَخَطَّ مِنْ أَرْضُنَا. Then Allah says, أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا. Didn't we? Haven't we? If you say didn't, you say make. Haven't you say make? Get a difference. In English, how do you say? Has he read the book? Or has he read the book? Which is correct? Has he read? Why? Has is an auxiliary verb. Go. Has he read or has he read? You have answered. Okay, did he read or did he read? Did he? Ah, mashallah. Did has done the job. You say, did he rain? Ah, this is a catastrophic English. It's katakata English. You say, did he, because did stands for that already. Now here you have two ways of translating. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا. Didn't we, look at the beginning there, didn't we make, not made, but haven't we made, correct? Didn't we make Haraman a sanctuary? You see, Kaaba is called Haram, sanctuary, sanctimonious edifice. We have made Haram for you. Haram is a sacred vicinity. Nobody can attack Haram. So why are you afraid? You refuse to obey Muhammad. You have Haram with you. People around the world are removed, but Haram, no. So your excuse is not an excuse. You get the message? So Allah says, أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا. Haven't we made Haram a sanctuary so secure for them? Even today you reach Kaaba, you leave your car with the door open, go and sleep, nobody will snatch you because of security. وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوَلِينَ. Some people are killed around the world, but Kaaba, no. A body brings a nonsense there. So you people of Mecca are saying, we'll remove, haven't we given you Haram? This Haram, يُجِبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رِزْقًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا. يُجِبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Every kind of fruit is brought to Haram. Wallahi, go to Haram, you will wonder. Any kind of fruit. Like the first time I said, it's wonderful. Mecca is not a place for farming. It's like a dry land. Iron land, but go and see classes of fruit. You have never seen stuff like this. From where? You can see banana up to 20 classes. From where? The prayer of Prophet Ibrahim. Okay? So Allah says, we gave you sanctuary. So self-secure. Not only that, fruit of any kind brought to you, yet you are disobeying Allah the Almighty. يُجِبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رِزْقًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا. As a provision from us. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ what? But most of them don't know, out of ignorance. So to know Allah's gift to you is very important. To appreciate Allah gives you a hand. Somebody is not given hand, you should know Allah's gift. To know Allah gives you leg to walk. Somebody is lame, is limping, but we are walking through the head. Know Allah's gift. Allah gives ability to talk and express yourself and articulate yourself. Living by it is Allah's gift. You should know that and thank Him. Allah gives you the ability to test your tongue. In Bionic, there is test bulb, you know it? The sugar, you know it, through your mouth. The salt, the sour, the bitter, through test bulb. Do you know there are some people, they don't differentiate? What lie? Sugar, salt, the same, not differentiate. Allah gives you this one. You should know this and appreciate Allah's gift unto you. Anyway, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُوصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومُ الْكَفَارِ. In one chapter, Surah to Ibrahim. Thank you. وَإِن تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ أَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Surah to Ibrahim, verse number 7. If you thank Allah, Allah will just reward you amply, incalculably, ceaselessly, endlessly. But if you prove ungrateful, Allah is very severe in chastisement and in punishment. Allahumma ij'alna min ash-shakirin ya rabb al-alamin. Okay, can we make progress? That's all. How many verses have we read so far? ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. Most of them do not know of Allah's bounties. So we are going to make progress with the subsequent verse, inshallah, ayah 58. وكم أهلكنا من قرية بطرت معيشتها. Correct? That is going to be our point of continuation tomorrow, inshallah, تبارك وتعالى. We draw cotton here, asking Allah the benevolent to crown our effort with His successes here and hereafter. May Allah accept our ibadah. May Allah grant us His mercy from His presence. May Allah look at us through His mercy. May Allah accept our fasting, our qiyam, our feelings, our tafsir, our ibadah, all manners of adorations in this month and beyond. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Q&A.